This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The $700 billion Wall Street bailout package is dead. The House failed to approve it today by a narrow margin, 23 votes. We'll have more on that story later in the program. First, though, a major development today in the ongoing story of the fired U.S. attorneys. You may remember 9 of them were fired by former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. A lot of people said that was for political reasons. Well, a report out today from the Justice Department says crimes may have been committed as well. And now Attorney General Michael Mukasey has appointed a special prosecutor to investigate further. I spoke with NPR Justice Department correspondent Ari Shapiro earlier today, and he began by recapping the story of the 9 prosecutors let go for a variety of reasons.
There were 7 let go all in one day, 2 dismissed before that. And as this unfolded, we had just a patchwork quilt of different reasons that, you know, people were claiming this was performance related. It was so that other people would have a chance to serve. And the question was, were people really being fired because they were not aggressive enough about prosecuting Democrats, or they were too aggressive about prosecuting Republicans? And this report today comes to the conclusion that there is substantial evidence to indicate that people were fired for partisan political reasons. The problem is, not everybody would cooperate with this investigation. Members of Congress, people in the White House, in some cases, refused to talk to investigators. And that's why, as you mentioned, Attorney General Michael Mukasey is now appointing a special prosecutor to continue this investigation.
So tell us, this is a lengthy report. What are the headlines?
Well, the sort of biggest trouble spot is the firing of David Iglesias, who was the prosecutor in New Mexico. And the senator from New Mexico, Pete Domenici, a Republican, had complained that Iglesias was not bringing voter fraud cases against Democratic activists just before the election. And there are real fingerprints on this report suggesting that Iglesias may have been fired because he would not indict those Democrats. And that's potentially illegal. But Domenici would not cooperate with this investigation, and so the report stops just short of saying that any crime was, in fact, committed. When you look at the big picture in this report, you get an image of the Justice Department as a place where there were, frankly, no adults at all. I mean, there's just stunning criticism in here of Alberto Gonzalez, the Attorney General, his deputy Paul McNulty, his chief of staff Kyle Sampson. Nobody emerges from this unscathed. Let me just read you one quote here, Madeline. Mm-hmm. It says, "We believe department leaders abdicated their responsibility to ensure that prosecutorial decisions would be based on the law, the evidence, and department policy, rather than political pressure related to the handling of specific cases."
So, Ari, if the report says that Gonzalez, former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, abdicated his responsibility and wasn't really paying attention, who was paying attention and who did order the firings, according to this report of these 9?
Well, the White House was involved, but of course, because White House officials would not cooperate in this, we don't know exactly how involved they were. I mean, you know, there are these titles pinned to people involved in the process where Kyle Sampson, the chief of staff, described himself as the aggregator. He's the one who maintained the list of people who were to be fired. Gonzalez described himself as the delegator, the one who gave responsibility to Sampson and others. But when you try to pin down in each of these U.S. attorneys who was responsible for deciding that they were fired, in this report, you've got basically 390 pages of everyone pointing fingers at everybody else. This question of what role the White House played is really interesting. There's kind of a bait and switch here where you had the White House counsel's office telling people in the White House, "We want you to cooperate with this investigation." But then the White House counsel's office created an internal timeline of the U.S. attorney firings just so that they could, you know, understand what happened. They shared that timeline with one part of the Justice Department. And when the inspector general's office doing this investigation asked for the timeline, the same White House counsel's office that said, "We advise everybody to cooperate with this investigation," said, "No, we're not going to share the timeline with you." So there are still big questions remaining here.
Okay, and those questions will presumably be followed up by this Nora Danahy, who's the special prosecutor from Connecticut. What do we know about her very quickly?
She's been working for the department since 1991. She was the first woman to run the Connecticut U.S. Attorney's Office. And she's got her work cut out for her.
She certainly does. Thank you very much. NPR Justice Correspondent Ari Shapiro.